In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello everyone, we are going to continue a discussion about our first book, The Prerequisites for Tadabbur. We moved on to the surah called Zuha. As you can see, it is especially about our prophets and describes his past, and it has command to introduce to him and actually to us. Your homework was to classify the surah. One of the methods we have in Tadabbur is the skill of classification. If you want to define the term classification, it is roughly grouping the verses with the same subject. It refers to the grouping of the verses with the same subject. We form a table first for each surah. We read the surah from the very beginning and put the numbers of the verses in the first column, 1 through 3 or so on. In the second column, we would write the general topic or general subject of the mentioned group. Another column which would be voluntary is the detailed subjects, because sometimes talking about general things would result in neglecting very important detailed things.
By general subject, you mean the name of
No, no, no. The subject the verses are talking about. Let me give an example in the Zuha surah. And the last column would be the keywords you diagnose or you try to note in each verse. What is the application of this kind of table? What's your opinion about this table?
To make it easier to understand the different topics, subjects in a verse, in a surah, and after that, understanding the relationship between them.
So it gives a template or a structure, a very general structure of the general subject in a surah, the detailed subject in the surah, keywords used, and the most important part is relating the groups. You're relating the groups. They would have many internal relations or external relations to other verses. Like this, you can relate one surah to another surah with the aid of their tables, their general subjects. The detailed subject helps you on tafakkur process. As you can remember, tafakkur was the art of decomposition and deriving the relations, the existing relations. Here you face with detailed subjects, and this can strengthen your tafakkur skill. Helps you on tafakkur. The general subjects help you on? Yes, you on tafakkur. because as you remember, ta'aqqul was a process of deriving the general rules governing in the surah. The common parts between the detailed subjects would be the general subject. And this is the process of ta'aqqul. The transition between these two columns defines the ta'aqqul process. One of the very important columns defined here are the keywords, which are our third topic we're going to talk about. The third topic in Tadabbur course is focusing on the words in each surah.
Specifically.
As you can see, you have many words, you can put many words here which you feel that are important or keywords. But when you introduce a specific subject, some words are highlighted between the words you have mentioned. The subject you give as an input to this column defines the keywords. So, the first subject, if the first subject is like Salat, or in Zuha Surah we can say, if the subject is Yatim, the general subject is Yatim, some keywords related to Yatim would be highlighted, or would be enlightened, say. If I change the subject of Yatim to another subject, I would face other ones. So, the skill of working with keywords is very important.
Can we do it verse by verse? I mean, does it make
sense?
Because I myself cannot know which
verse. In verse by verse, you not have the structure, the general structure. Be confused. But we do this in another manner in our second topic in Tadabbur. Here we want to generalize a surah with a template. We do it on the Zuha Surah with the help of the participants. And as the homework of this the next session, we want to do this on the surah called Inshirah, and study the relation between these two surah tables.
In fact, comparison and contrasting
yes.
the surah together.
Yes.
Find similarities and differences.
Yes, exactly.
With the use of this table.
Yes, yes. Our main tool is this table, this kind of table for both surahs. This was an introduction. Let's start with the surah. I will write the surah first. And please give me the number of the verses and the general subjects they have. So I'm writing verses, group. Verse group, general subject.
According to the table that you would give us in the slide, a verse group, general topic, keywords first, okay? General topic. There is no detailed subject. In the end,
I added
extra
myself.
Explanation. Yes?
Yes.
And then keywords, extra explanation.
Yes. Extra explanations are
so
related.
So it's in the of the payload, not in the middle.
Yes.
So
but I wanted to
read in this way.
Yes, I want you to
it is
this way.
Yes.
It doesn't differ. Studying
but
them.
Because you've done it in this way, you're going to miss out.
Okay.
Doesn't matter, you can add.
No, I have an extra explanation.
She says we would mix up.
Because for extra information, extra detailed subjects, you are going to need more space, okay? Less than keywords. Keywords can be first, and then in the end, you have more space for writing.
Sorry for inconvenient. Would you please help me? What do you think about the first group?
One and two.
When can I write for the general subject?
It's where you
about them things.
Where? A kind of where? What are the keywords in this part?
As
the promising,
as Zoha, the brightness of the
Zoha. I will write in Arabic.
Okay, Sajjah.
Okay. Can you say what are the detailed type topic subjects or topics?
Can we read our own, or we just say?
Yes.
Can we say it's?
Or is a general thing. It's not specific to the detail.
To me, I convert two things. Two natural phenomena are swirled by God so as to attract attention to the coming points, which absolutely seem crucial to notice. At first, they seem in paradoxy. I mean, that Zoha and Sajja, it seems that they are in paradoxy. But in fact, they are completed one after each other, one another. They are not in paradox. They are in fact completing each other, and we cannot separate them from each other.
So, thank you. Other comments?
Same.
It has swearing the estate of the sun called Zoha. Defined as when the sun is at the middle of its path. We have here sunrise, here sunset. The middle point of this process is called Zuha. And its property is that the light covers all over the earth in the part which the sun has risen. Light covers all over the earth and can be seen by all. Kind of surrounding or
a hotel surrounding, yes.
A kind of surrounding of the light is surrounding. in the paragraph or in the point, we have no son, which darkness has the surrounding or is prominent, is dominant.
They said pitch darkness. Pitch darkness.
Pitch darkness, what? The meaning of pitch?
There is no, even a tiny ray of this light. Mm-hmm. They call it pitch darkness. P-I-T-C-H.
Pitch darkness.
Or this state is when the darkness is dominant. What? Yahsha?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't...
The thing that she's saying is Yahsha. No, it's not Yahsha. It means that there is no even a tiny ray of light. It is completely dark.
That is Yahsha.
Yahsha. But it's mm-hmm. not. When it is really dark, and even if mm-hmm. you put your hand in front of your face, you cannot see. That is called Yahsha. That is the word for Yahsha. But... For Saja, it means when the sky is dark and it is continuous. The continuous is important.
The continuity of the darkness.
Yes, the continuous is important.
And also the stability.
Yes.
Because in here we can see that the same phenomenon. When the sun rises, it doesn't have the stability. To a state which light stabilizes and then it goes to the sunset.
And the light lowers, lowers, lowers and gives it place to the darkness.
That you can see the same phenomenon here. When the light is emitted, darkness comes in and gets stable, and then after that it starts to out or disappear.
So these two states are in conflict or are in different
exactly they have paradox. Yes.
But in the nature they have a conflict. Yes, on the contrary.
I was searching for the word.
They are on the contrary, but in nature you see that this is a complementary mechanism.
The day and night has a
cycle, and according to
this cycle, we have days. We have calendars and many things.
So these states are not bad themselves.
Because I want to say that we have a bad image about darkness.
What is our image? We cannot see anything. We are in danger. We are scared. But here, it puts it, on the contrary,
in the state of
tranquility.
So, in here, the darkness is not a bad matter. Yes, it's not frightening. It is a complementary mechanism for the surrounding of the light, for Zuha. It means that when there is no layla eza saja, there is no continuity or stability of darkness, you cannot understand the light, the need for light.
So many things around us are on the contrary to define each other. So does understand the need for light.
Understand the dark.
Someone who is in in darkness. The more you feel yourself in darkness, the more you need light. So these are complementary. We can generalize this thing to other concepts around us. Can you give an example for me?
Kindness on kindness. Justice, injustice.
Knowledge. Tell me about knowledge.
Can we ignore it? Can we measure it in
magnitude? No. That is the Enshirasul. We talk about...
Would you give me a generalize this concept that you mentioned
by the topic of knowledge?
Ignorance.
Who does understand the need for knowledge?
We all think we're knowledgeable as long as we haven't seen anybody whose knowledge is more.
Okay. Who does understand the need? The one
who knows.
He is not knowledgeable.
The person who knows, he doesn't know.
Yes. What do we call jahl?
Ignorance. From the very
ignorance could be equal to the state of darkness, and the knowledge could be the
equal for the light. It's like light.
Because when I do not know a thing, I cannot communicate or
use it in a proper way. It is in darkness from my sight. But when I try or get to know about it more detailed, I do have the ability to use it, to work with it properly, make it usable to others.
They said that when doing something, you are going to switch on a light inside of our brain.
Yes.
It is also generalized for other concepts you put here. When do you understand the need to swim?
When you're drowning.
What happens
if I do not
try to learn swimming?
I'm in danger.
Yes, I'm in danger first.
I'm in potential danger
of drowning. So here, what are the potential dangers for the one who is in darkness?
Falling. Getting hurt.
Yes, getting lost.
And
so on.
Making some harms to others.
Yes, this is a very important
thing. I'm being attacked.
Attacked?
Most of the stealing, most of the attacking, most of the murdering happens in darkness.
But here it says that if there is no darkness, you would not understand what the light is. So they are complementary to each other in the first part.
Sorry, vice versa is correct too. Because sometimes we are tired of noise of the day and activities, and so we need to rest. So we need the night is not a bad thing, I mean.
But in some surahs, the night is somehow bad.
Ignorance.
And But here is not, it's a neutral word here. Yes?
Contrast the darkness and brightness together. I remember regarding the story of life, regarding to drama, we have protagonists and antagonists. If we don't have antagonists, we do not realize that who is good.
Mm-hmm.
Antagonists are
Quran you have these two.
All this. For example, regarding to Joseph, we are going to have his brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's continue the verses. When should I
finish the second group? Close the second group.
3-5. My group is different. I thought 3, 6, 7, and 8.
3, 6, 7, and 8.
Where is 4 and 5?
If not a group. Three is big.
Grouping here should be sequential. This kind of grouping is another kind of grouping in the second topic called topical,
topic specific, topic oriented.
Yes.
Topic oriented diagram. In here we have a diagram. This verse is connected to this one.
You're on the next.
Not exactly sequential. The
thing you are saying would help us to connect this group to the next group.
Some students in the next lesson.
Yes. Here we mean by sequential grouping.
So give me a general subject for the second.
Linear order.
What?
To be in linear order.
What? Give me a general subject for the second.
Cause of swearing.
The
reason for swearing. Cause clarifying some subjects and promises.
We have a general subject here that when
we do have the swear in a surah, we do have a response to a swear. Qasam, jawab al-qasam,
Arabic. And they do have a relation.
Because when you want to respond to a swear, or
you should use a swear related to the thing you are talking about.
Or say in our formal swearing, we swear to a person, that I have done something. What is the characteristic of the person I have swear to?
Should be reliable, honest.
Valuable to both of us. This is important. Here, swearing just works like this. When you want to talk about a thing, a special thing, you should swear to a thing just related
your response. This is the first point I want to mention.
The second point is that
when you study
the root of swearing, qasam. What is the root of this word? Qasam. means partitioning or dividing or division.
We have taqsim qismat. According to this meaning, what you can say about the swearings in Quran? In Quran. Yes, yes.
Related
to the story in the Quran. Amit, this one focus on the meaning of partitioning and division. What you can say about the swearings in Quran with this root meaning?
Swearings, the first statement we get to know, we understand is swearings. We could define specific matters. The second thing is that swear differ in subject. According to the swear, you can divide the surah into parts, into a specific part.
These are the three main things about the meaning of partitioning. When you look at all the swearings in Quran, you get to know that these kind of specific matters or these partitionings are in specific groups, are classified in specific groups.
Like in Asr Surah, we have a swear to time. What are we talking about?
Time, lifetime.
So it's a swear. What kind of swear are we talking about? What kind? What topic we are talking about?
Time.
The tools a human has. In contrast, when we say well, mursalat urfan, mursalat sur, and fal mulqiyat zikr, we have five swearings here. These are processes. Or when we say Vazzuha, what is it?
It's a
result of something. I mean that when we study all the swearings in Quran, we get to know that some of the swears focus on the tools the human has. So it talks about the tools in this world. Others talk about the processes we have. It means that you have the tool. According to this process, you can use it. It is step by step. In the third kind, it shows the result of using this tool in this process. Some surahs start with some tool in human hands, like Val As. What is that? It's the time. Another surah we have swearings according to defining or expressing the processes a human should do or should accomplish. And others shows the results. The relation between them are tools, processes. We need to use the tools. And the result of using. Whether not suitable result,
what? Para is the process that results in something else.
Sura may have all of these parts, okay?
But when the Sura starts with a swearing of
each of these types, you can say that the Sura focuses on the tool more than other kinds of Sura.
Okay? Here, I would give an example in
As-Sura. You have read As-Sura. As or time is our... It gives the processes we need to use the tools. What are the processes? Iman, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ تَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَالصَّبْرِ. These are the tools. These are the processes. Processes to use the time. And what is the result? We see a negative result in the surah. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. What is the suitable result, you can say? Profiting. Here is loss. So the surah has all the types of things we have mentioned, but it wants to focus on the tool specific. You can find another surah which highlights the processes in detail, like Kahf Surah and other surahs in Quran. And you can find either the surahs highlighting the results. It means explaining the results more detailed. This way you can compare the surahs with each other.
Isn't it existing in all surahs that you
yes,
started,
yes,
all
it,
of them are written
yes,
in this Zohar, you are going to have this one.
But Zohar focuses on
result.
But we can find the process and the tools too. But what is important is, what is more important is focusing on the result.
The question in my mind is
Yes, we are going to talk about this.
Again, it will be kind of two things. We are going to interpret.
Because of the meaning of the Zohar and Laila Zosajo, you try to think about them and get to the conclusion that whether it's a result or a process or a tool. It could be a tool too. As you mentioned. But I think this is the result.
So there are different interpretations.
Yes.
Our own knowledge.
Yes.
There is no
exactly.
Fixed rule or fixed answer.
Yes. That is the meaning of tadab. According to the point I mentioned, we can divide the surah with the of, because we said it's a kind of partition. So
we had in the swearing, we had the state Zuha, which was a state
positive state
or the state of light dominant. See, yes.
Can I say that to be optimistic and pessimistic?
Duha is a state of light dominancy, it's a positive state, and Layla Zul Sajra would be the state of darkness. Yes, darkness dominancy.
And the relation was complementary.
And were used to define each other. Okay? Can we see these kind of states in the following verses? Can you mention these two states?
Regarding to negative ones, we have
you should find two states apparently in paradox, but they have the role of complement to each other.
Okay.
Akhirat and Ula. What is the relation between Akhirat and Ula?
One comes after another.
When can you see the result?
Akhirat. In the year after.
When you can. Where you cannot judge anybody. So, Akhirat can be equalized to the state of Zuha, where the results of